jumping on to the next question. What this is kind of like five questions in one, so maybe just pick one part of it and answer it. It's really kind of up to you. But basically, one of the questions that we get is, you know, what churches are out there doing this? Obviously, you guys are engaging in this internationally, and the international piece is really affirming and helping and, you know, working itself out with you locally as well, which I think is just awesome. I love it. And, you know, one of the questions we get is, what churches are out there doing this? What networks, what leaders? What are some of the success, quote unquote, success stories? I almost hate to use that word, but you know what I mean? Like, what are some of the stories that would give people hope that, hey, I can transition from where I'm at and not engaging as a missionary to engaging as a missionary? So what are the churches? What are the struggles? What are some of the successes? What are the stories that you're hearing on the ground? Maybe even just share a story, like what's happening, something that someone can take away and go, man, this, that gives me hope.
Other churches that we're looking to, you know, Mike Freen and the 3DM crew that came out of St. Thomas Crick's Church, which is one of the fastest growing largest churches in Europe. I think they've seen like more than 500% growth in less than 5 years, you know, and basically St. Thomas is comprised of scores of missionary communities. And when you consider again that, you know, Sheffield, which is where they were from, I think it's a city that's, less than 3% were churched anyway. I mean, that's tough ground, and to see that they built that kind of ground up with missionary communities. And then they've gone on to plant, I think, another 700 additional churches in Europe, you know, and that's just flat out inspiring, man, because that is tough ground. And so, you know, we really leaned into, you know, the resources they're offering, and it's tremendous stuff. In fact, 3DM's book, Launching Missional Communities, is like a must read for anybody who's serious about missional communities. So I would definitely pick that up if you don't have it. And then, of course, the guys at Soma are flat out inspiring as well. Jeff and Caesar and their crew, again, man, they're not just in post-Christian country up there. They're in anti-Christian country, around Tacoma. And, same thing. I mean, they built this thing ground up from, with missional communities. And I think they're bumping 1800 right now and really bringing transformation to their neighborhoods. And, it's flat out inspiring. So those are two, and I'm not just like nosing, but of course Austin Stone is a huge inspiration too, man. I've learned a lot from Todd and your crew, and what's happened on the campus there is amazing, in terms of the explosive growth you guys have seen there. There are three places that we're for sure learning from.
That's good. What are some of the kind of struggles or successes that you're seeing from either some of those churches or even from you guys? What successes or struggles have you seen on the ground?
I think the biggest struggle, for us, it's been the whole process of, helping our people just completely rethink church. You know, I mean, we've been on that, like a kit bull, you know, for, you know, probably 18 months straight. And it feels like we really finally reached this tipping point where people are really getting it. Like the church is not, and I know it seems so simple, you know, cause it is so simple, but I mean, we're going up against like 1700 years of a predominant paradigm of what church is, you know, and it's so a little phrase like, go to church, it seems so harmless, but it's not harmless. And it's this very deeply seated definition of what church is and how it works. And it is the way everyone sees church, you know, and more so even people that have grown up in church. So helping people to make that shift to go, you know, church is not a destination, you know, it's a daily way of life and the way of Jesus. The church is not, you know, a building, it's a body, and it's my body. And if I'm a follower of Jesus, I take the church with me into the world, because in the deepest way possible, I am the church, you know, and the church isn't a religious event. You know, it's this everyday mission in every area of life and every domain of society. And so that's just something that I think we all have to be relentless about. I mean, you have to just come back to it again and again and again and come at it as many different ways as you can, as creatively as you can. Because that, you know, when it comes right down to it, I think there's three core issues. Like, you have to shift the why before the what. And the why is, like, we've got to shift our understanding of the gospel. We've got to get away from this very radically reduced understanding where it's basically me finding what are the, you know, bare minimum requirements to get into heaven when I die, you know?
Yeah.
It's much more robust understanding that's the gospel of the kingdom, you know, which is about not just personal transformation, but world transformation. So that's something that we've got to address. Secondly is our ecclesiology, which we've been talking about. And then thirdly, eschatology, because again, a lot of folks in their mind, the end game is like, well, we're on the Titanic and the whole thing's going down. So what's the point anyway?
Yeah.
You know? And so we've got to help people make that shift to say, hey, you know what? The end is not the destruction of all things, but the redemption of all things, you know? And so I think the biggest struggle is to make that deep paradigm shift in those three areas. Because if we make that shift, if people get that, then we've got the robust why behind the what, you know? So there you go, man.
That's good. That's great.
Way too much.
No, that's great, dude.